Speaking of Drake May, he is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. And by Carty's Furniture and Mattresses, get next day delivery with removal and disposal at Carty's Furniture and Mattresses. Drake May, how are we feeling today?
What's going on? Yeah, feeling all right. How about y'all?
Good. So we are kind of, you know, a day removed from that Saturday game, so we've had some time to think about it. And I think the first question a lot of fans want to know, you obviously left the game, went into, I guess, concussion protocol, went to the locker room, were able to come back. Are you feeling any ill effects? Because I know sometimes head injuries pop up later. Anything from the hit that we should be concerned with?
No, I feel good. I felt good. Going back in the game, I felt good when I was out there and felt good taking off, took a few hits, you know, after I came back in the game. So, you know, felt all right and still feel good today. So, looking forward to practice this week.
So, Drake, you said you're looking forward to practice this week. There's been some reports, speculation of what the Patriots will do this weekend when it comes to playing time. Obviously, the number one pick being in play, I know that might not matter to you personally, but have you been told anything? Is there any sense from you? Are you going to play this Sunday? You're preparing to play? Could it be Joe Milton or some combination of the two? Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, nothing really. You know, been across to me. I'm, you know, preparing like I'm, you know, ready to go watch the Bills some more tonight. So, nothing has been said to me. But you know, I think every week you prepare like you're the starter regardless. So, you're ready kind of for you know, whatever. Looking forward to getting another chance and opportunity this weekend.
I'm assuming you've watched the film from Saturday, and I think we can both agree not one of the better performances for the offense. When you went back and looked at it, you know, what went wrong? What happened? Why were you guys not really able to stay on the field and score points?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was I thought the effort was there. I think just execution. You know, it comes down to, I think, you know, me and that, even that first third down, I had a chance at pop on a route and had a chance for some later third downs. The one come out of the half where we got a chance to get back in the game, the third down, I think I stepped up and took a hit I probably didn't need to step into and had KB open. So I think just things that execution-wise, and I think just paying more attention to you know, the little things, you know, like the third and one, and you know, I ended up taking a bad sack on the next fourth down, like some things that just kind of added up. I feel like we really never really got in a rhythm, and then, you know, I think it's tough to kind of call when they got some good pass rushes on the edge and they know we're passing, trying to get back in the game. So I think it's kind of one of those things where we didn't execute early on and didn't help our defense out.
Drake, I'd like you to zoom out for a second here. This Patriots team has already lost more games than your 2 years combined starting at UNC. I know you're a rookie and you're working on your development, but what have you done or what do you try to do to work through that and kind of deal with being on a team that unfortunately just has not been winning many games this year?
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been a frustrating year for everybody. You know, everybody wants to win, and it was tough for, you got, you know, a new head coach and Coach Mayo. He wants to win. He's really frustrated when we don't win. So everybody's, you know, on the same board. Everybody in the league wants to win. That's what's so hard about the NFL. You know, everybody shows up every week, and really so much parity between the league. Anybody can beat everybody. So I think the biggest thing, it kind of is handling the losses. Don't let the Reese kind of just roll on. Don't let these practice weeks just roll on. Kind of try to get something from, you know, each and every week, or get something from each and every game. I think that's the biggest thing I've kind of taken away from some of these games. I'm getting a lot of, you know, big time reps, and you know, getting blitzed, and you know, facing some zone, facing some man, having to make different throws, and having to be in different situations at the end of games. I think that's the best thing for me, is to get some out of these weeks and some out of these experiences, so that these, you know, when things come back, hopefully in next year and years to come, that, you know, when these things matter, when these games matter, we're prepared for it and we've seen it.
We talked to you last week about your comfort dealing with the media and, you know, your measured responses. We saw some frustration, I think, Saturday from some of your teammates. Pop Douglas just flat out said he's sick of losing. Keon White mentioned some things. Yeah, things have to change. We're losing. Otherwise, what's the point here? As a leader, does that fall under your umbrella? Do you talk to guys even about things like that, like not getting frustrated? Or if you are frustrated, not necessarily sharing it with the media the way they did post-game?
Yeah, I didn't see their comments. I can only speak for myself. So I really think these guys are just frustrated with losing. I'm frustrated, and I think handling the media and the way that sometimes media twists the words can be tough. So I think the best way to fix it is just you know, work harder and find ways to win. And I think when you're making plays and you're doing your job, that's what we always preach, do your job and work hard, and know, things will come up on the right side. I think, you know, the guys and, you know, what they're saying and in the media will it'll be more positive, and I can't blame them. I think, you know, some of the stuff about, you know, I hate losing, tired of losing. I think we all are. So that's about all I got to say about that.
Drake, your development has been a major storyline this year, and you've talked about certain areas where you've gotten better and learned from Jacoby Brissett. You specifically mentioned run checks. And, of course, I know in the NFL there's different protections, different route concepts to learn through. Now that you have one game left here and you can look back at your development and your season so far, is there anything specifically that you think you need to continue to work on, you need to continue to develop, or is it more just a general thing for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the big things for us has been kind of, you know, stalling out drives and getting behind the chains. So I think, you know, me looking at, hey, you know, looking at my sacks the past couple of weeks and see, hey, can I check it down or find an incompletion or throw it away? I think little things like that just for us to stay ahead of the chain, because I think, you know, there's been times where I've thrown it away or I'm kind of just, you know, throwing in the dirt and we've ended up, you know, staying ahead of the chain and helping us out. I think just taking a look at all my sacks and trying to find a way, hey, so I can get it out or not take this sack or not take this hit just to help my body and help the team.
Along those lines, you mentioned the fourth down sack where you kind of lost those yards in an inopportune position, gave the Chargers almost a red zone trip. Even the sideline hit that led to you going to the locker room. Have you found, they always say the speed of the game is an adjustment. Have you found literally defensive ends, linebackers, they get up on you quicker, and maybe when you see 5 yards, 7 yards of open grass in college, I can pick up seven. In the NFL, they close that gap quicker. Have you noticed that speed of the game?
I think specific players, you definitely see that. I think, you know, Derwin James is one of them. He's a, you know, great player, and it was a problem for us on Saturday. So there's things that throughout the game plan, throughout the week, we try to harp on. I think we just, back to what I said about execution, we didn't execute them. So I think he's got these levels. Yeah, they're in the NFL, you know, making a lot of money playing. You know, this four, we faced two good edge guys, you know, last week. So I think they definitely are, you know, bigger and faster, and it kind of leaves the meaning to play kind of more on time and kind of think ahead.
Drake, there's obviously a ton of young players on this Patriots team, and while you were the headliner of the draft class, Jalen Polk and Javon Baker and Caden Wallace were major parts of it as well. I know Wallace has had injuries this year and has missed some time. When you look at Polk and Baker, I know it's been a tough year for them. From your perspective, how would you judge their development from the time you first started working with them over the summer all the way till now?
Yeah, I think they've made plays. They've made plays in practice, made plays throughout camp. I think the biggest thing is just having to translate to the game. I think those guys are wanting to be, you know, wanting to be good players for us. They're studying like it. I think just the biggest thing is translating to the games and me, you know, giving them opportunities. I think that's the biggest thing is kind of getting comfortable kind of in the game spotlight. It took me, you know, adjusting, you know, a couple games too, or even a couple drives. Shoot, it takes a lot of reps and a lot of kind of repetition to kind of get comfortable in the game setting. And I think that's just kind of a testament to us taking the approach and me bringing them along this offseason, because we need those guys and they're going to be great players for us.
Drake, what was your reaction to the fire Mayo chants that we heard from the home crowd yesterday and even the booing? Are you a guy that believes fans, you know, have the right to boo when they show up and don't like what they see?
I think, you know, what Coach Mayo said about, hey, they're paying for the seat and, you know, when we're not playing and winning games, you can, you understand they're frustrated. So we're frustrated as well. And kind of just echo what Coach Mayo says. We need to, you know, be better. I'll be better, coaches, players, everybody, you know, as a Patriots, we want to, you know, win games and play well for these fans, and we appreciate their support. So I think down the road, hopefully there's something that they see and kind of a light at the end of the tunnel.
Drake, Cole Strange played his first game of the year, and he was at center on Saturday. How was your comfort level with him? Do you think that's a role for him going forward with you as well?
Yeah, I thought Cole, man, he stepped in there, did a nice job, you know, with Ben out. With I think the biggest thing about Cole is what he was – just comfortable. You can see some plays where he's moving guys, moving D linemen in the run game. I think that free play where he snapped it, you know, kind of getting to catch him off sides is huge. We practiced that throughout the week, so definitely saw some things that translated to the game, and I'm sure he'd say that there's areas where he can get better. So I think, you know, looking forward to seeing kind of what he brings, and it was good to have him back out there.
I know you referenced the pressure at the point of attack, I guess, on that trick play, the toss that turned into a fumble. So was that play was supposed to go to Pop coming across on the motion? Because it also looked like Hunter Henry was coming back to block, and there was a little bit of traffic there. And so what exactly was supposed to happen there, I guess, is my question.
Yeah. Not share too much about the schematic of the play. Just unfortunate, I got to make a better toss. And whoever, was assigned to go to, I got to be, make a better pitch. So
Drake, this season right now, you guys have 3 wins, 1 game to go. Last year, I know you weren't here, but there was only 4 wins. There's a lot of frustration in New England. You being a rookie, there's a ton of pressure on you to, in some people's eyes, be the savior of the franchise, or just to be a big piece of the turnaround. When you look at the future of this franchise, not just this week, but going forward with you as part of it, what's your confidence level that you guys will be able to turn this thing around and have a better football team on the field next year?
Yeah, I'm confident. I'm confident in the guys, confident in the coaches, confident in myself. I think, pressure is a privilege, and we want to improve. We want to be better. And I mean, we have guys that have shown flashes. We've shown flashes as a team this year of games that we're putting our best, foot forward, and it comes with, the offensive. And not put the defense in bad spots, and especially me turning the ball over and little things being better on kind of big situations of the game. So I'm real confident in the guys, and look forward to kind of what's to come. And I think this offseason is just another chance for us to work harder, with the season we had and where we're at right now. It just gives us more motivation.
Speaking of the offseason and what's to come, I know you have one more game, but this is the last time I think we're going to talk to you here on a Patriots Monday. What is your process like when a season ends? Even going back to whatever it was, high school or college, you got a year starting under your belt here. What is the process like of kind of putting to bed this season and then figuring out how to get better for next season? What is that transition like?
High school was, I was going right into basketball season. In college, it was just get back to work. I think that's what college was. You get back and we have workouts in January. So I think now the off season, I'll take probably some time off, but really get back to it. I don't know how long I can go without throwing the football. That's what I do for a living, so I love spinning around and finding ways to get better. So may try to take the approach of watching kind of more stuff for myself film wise before kind of getting more to the physical aspect, but definitely roll into it before training camp and off-season OTAs and get things going.
All right, now we get the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Comes from Joe in Bridgewater, who wants to know, other than giving your offensive linemen some fancy bags and some nice sneakers, what was your Christmas like? How did you celebrate the holiday, and was it a little different your first year, I guess, kind of away from home and in New England as a professional quarterback?
Yeah, it was good. I got to see some family and had some family up, and then I think just being around the Patriots and those guys, and me and Jacoby went to eat, so it was nice to spending Christmas. I think Christmas is Christmas and Thanksgiving kind of always been part of football for me and my past probably 5 years of my life. So it's just kind of part of it now, and it's different in the NFL. So hopefully down the road, hopefully we'll maybe be playing on one of those big time games, and that's the goal.
All right, Drake, I appreciate you not only joining us today, but all season since you took over as the starting quarterback. These weekly chats have been insightful, and I can tell you from the Twitch chat and the text line, we get very good responses from fans that appreciate your insight into the team and the game. So good luck on Sunday, and good luck heading into the offseason.
Thank you, guys. Go fast. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Drake.